Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I am Tom Levine. I'm joined in the studio today by Don Witter and by Kathy Land. So how did you two get together? And what are we doing today? Don?
Midwest Food Bank and the Clothesline is partnering together to do our Christmas baskets this year for
okay.
the needy.
Okay. All right. So Don is representing Midwest Food Bank.
Yes.
How did you get involved with Midwest Food Bank?
Volunteering.
And now you're in charge, huh?
No, I'm not in charge.
You're not in charge.
I'm just helping out.
You're the mouthpiece.
Today.
Okay. And Kathy, you are involved with the Clothesline because you started the Clothesline, right?
Yes. That was about 1985.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's just phenomenal growth for the Clothesline in that ministry, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so you recently assumed leadership of the Clothesline again, right?
Yes, I'm president right now.
You're president right now. Okay. We're going to find out all about the Clothesline and the Midwest Food Bank and the Christmas baskets that are going out. And we'll find out all about that and a whole lot more here on the Community Connection with Don Witter and Kathy Land in just a moment.
Business rock stars.
Today's rock stars are in the business world. I'm Brittany Lehman. Join me on Business Rock Stars. We feature some of the biggest CEOs, influencers, entrepreneurs, disruptors, and business leaders, all sharing their successes and failures in hopes of helping you, the entrepreneur. Join me from 10 p.m. to midnight for Business Rock Stars on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
We are back on the Community Connection. I have Don Witter and Kathy Land in here, and we are talking about, I guess we need to talk about the food baskets first, Don. So tell me about the food basket program. Is this the Ministerial Alliance food basket program, or how does this work?
Okay, the Ministerial Alliance is not involved in it this year, and last year there was no giveaway at all. So this year we are partnering with the Clothesline to put this program on, and we can't do it by ourselves. And so we needed somebody. And the Clothesline's always been a big contributor financially to this program.
Oh, okay.
And so they're partnering with us, and together we're going to get this done this year.
Okay. So Don's agency came to you, and you said, well, sure, we've got money.
Well, no, not exactly. What we're doing is we're providing people to help with it this year.
Oh, okay.
Financially, we're not doing that this year.
We
have in the past, but our finances won't allow that this year. Hopefully, in the future, we will. But we went to visit the Midwest Food Distribution, and we were so impressed with it that we are going to help with manpower in this distribution.
Okay. So, Don, how many food baskets are going to need to go out this year?
We're looking at giving away 275, and one thing that has come up, we get a lot of our food from Bloomington, and we cannot get hams or mashed potatoes this year. So we've got all the food for the basket except those two items. It's going to take $9 to put the mashed potatoes and the ham in the basket. So we have got to raise about $2,500 to do this.
Okay. And you only have a short amount of time to raise $2,500.
Yes, we're going to try to have that finished by December 1st, so just a couple of weeks there.
Okay, and so where can people make donations? How are we raising this money?
Well, for people to make donations, it can come to the Clothesline earmarked for the food distribution.
Oh, okay. All right, so just send your check, or when you're in the Clothesline.
Exactly.
Make a donation. Is there like a coffee can out on the counter?
Yes, we'll have that out on the counter. Correct.
Okay. All right. So are donations starting to come in? Are they?
We have got the first donations from St. Edward's Catholic Church. They heard that we were going to be doing this, and they've got a check for $500 to start out this project.
Okay.
So we're well on
our way. With a challenge to all churches in the neighborhood.
That's right.
$500
yes.
From the St. Edward's Catholic Church. All right, and now is there a deadline for donations?
December 1st, if we could do that, that way we're going to know where we're at.
Okay.
And because the next week we're giving it away.
Okay, the food baskets are going to go out the second or the first full week of December.
It's going to go
December.
The baskets will go out on December the 8th at 8 a.m. at Midwest Food Bank.
Okay, so do people pick up baskets, or do they sign up for baskets? How does that work?
They can just be there at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a drive through, and we'll get them lined up and organized, and if they would like to get a basket, they can just drive through then.
Okay, and where is the Midwest Food Bank?
It is on the southwest 10th Street. It's behind the police department, behind the girls' ball diamond, and it's the very last building back there. It's actually Air Texas' old shipping building.
Oh, okay. All right. Back there behind where B-Way used to be and where the Journey
yes.
Church is now.
No, it's behind the police department.
Police department.
Right.
Okay.
They're on down another block.
Oh, okay. By the recycling center.
Yes.
Back
right, behind that, yes.
Okay.
Just go all the way to get to the railroad tracks, turn right, our building's there.
Okay.
You
so,
won't miss it.
So all you have to do is show up on the 8th?
Yes. If anybody's in need of a dinner for Thanksgiving, this will be a complete dinner. They can cook it up and have it.
Okay. For the holidays. All
yes.
right. It's the Christmas Food Basket Program, and you're trying to raise $2,500
yes.
to provide hams and mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Because that's all you really need this year.
That's all we need.
And if there's extra money, then I've heard this. Is this true? That if there's extra money, you'll apply it to next year.
We can do that. It's possible we can get a little bit bigger ham this year.
Oh, okay.
If the money's there before we order.
Okay.
So the sooner it comes in, the better it's going to be.
So basically, you just need $9 per basket.
Right.
All right. So.
And you think about that. Being able to sit down at your Christmas dinner, you've got the food there,
mm-hmm.
but you've provided food for another family that needs it.
Right.
That's a really neat thing.
Okay. All right. It is the Food Basket Program. And again, donations can be made at the clothesline. Is there any place else in town that picking up donations? No place else.
That's it.
So go to the clothesline and make a donation or send a donation to the clothesline. And in the memo line of your check, write down that it is for the Food Basket Program this year. All right. Tell me, what else goes on at the Midwest Food Bank? Do you provide food every month or...
Oh, there's a lot that goes on at the food bank. We started in 2014, and that's when we connected with Midwest Food Bank.
Okay.
At that time, we got one semi-load of food a month. Now, we get from 2 to 3 semi-loads a week. And we give food to 74 agencies in southern Illinois, Effingham south to Cairo, St. Louis to the Indiana border.
Okay. From coast to coast, basically. From
Illinois.
Wabash to the Mississippi and from Effingham south.
That's a large area. We have people drive for over 2 hours to get food.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk more with Don Witter and with Kathy Land about the clothesline and the Midwest Food Bank. The Food Basket Program is accepting donations at the clothesline. You can mail it to the clothesline. Just write food baskets in the memo line. Or you can take it right into the clothesline and they'll accept it at the counter. They're trying to raise $2,500 by December the 1st. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
90 days, same as cash, has exploded in furniture, electronics, and appliance sales. But the reality is 90 days is not the same as cash for three basic reasons. If you flash $100 bills in front of a manager who has a sales quota to meet, you likely will get a discount. Most people don't pay off the debt in the allotted time, and you are playing with snakes and you'll be bitten. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Don Witter and Kathy Land about the Food Basket Program this year in Wayne County from the Midwest Food Bank and the Clothesline. They're teaming together to get that all together. And Don corrected me while we were in the break and told me, you know, it's not just for churches to donate to. People with an extra $9 want to provide food, just take it to the clothesline or send it to the clothesline. Do we have an address for the clothesline? Not yet?
No, it's a post office box, and I don't have that right now. I'm trying to get the
post
office box right
waiting for a text on
right.
that, huh? All right. So anybody can give money to reach this $2,500 goal by December 1st, a very short time to make that goal. So, Kathy, now that you're back in charge of the president of the clothesline, let's start with the start. How did that all start?
Oh, well, like I said, it started in 1985, and there was a need for, you know, quality, low-cost clothing. We start out with five churches.
Okay.
And we met in a really tiny house that Fairfield National Bank let us rent for like a dollar. And that's where we started. And it exploded, really. I mean, we had so many donations. We've moved one, two, three. I think we're in our fourth building or fifth building right now. And we do own this building. We have clothes coming in every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We have clothes going out all the time. And it is low, but it's good quality. We have a washer and dryer. We wash a lot of the stuff. We pack it up, and we have, like, seasons. We had opened up in August for our fall and winter. But then we just opened up recently with our Christmas items. And, yes, we do have, you know, certain items, you would think, but we do. And Becky, our manager, is just awesome how she takes care of the store. But it started out, and our purpose was to provide the clothing. We also provide no cost for people on referrals, like from preachers and police and fire departments, people that can't afford it. And we do that once per season. Now, we always wait like 3 months or 3 weeks after we open up with a new line and before we do the referrals.
Okay.
But that's, you know, for people like they burned out or something like
right.
that.
Right. That's something a lot of people don't know. If there's a fire in your house and you lose all of your clothing,
correct.
The clothesline sends clothes to those people free of charge.
Exactly.
And so now that you're back in charge, how has it changed other than it's much larger than you ever thought it would be?
Oh, it's run the same way. Now, what we had, we unexpectedly, when we first started out, had made money, which wasn't really our purpose. And for years, honestly, it wasn't. It was just a giveaway. We've never, up until recently, charged for sales tax because we've taken that burden on ourselves
right.
out of the money that we had made, which helped the community also. Well, right now, we've been giving away a lot of money, and I wish I could tell you exactly how much, but I mean, we give away anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000 a year.
Okay.
Well, that was extra. So right now, because of the economy and stuff, we've had to cut back on giving away the money. That's why we're not able necessarily to help with the food baskets financially, but we're going to help with manpower doing that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Becky is, you've only got like two or three full-time employees.
Yes, we have four right now.
Four.
Well, one, Becky is salaried, and then we have three others that are part-time.
Okay. But there's always like nine people in there to help you, right?
Yes. The churches have volunteers that help. We have always have at least two volunteers per shift. We have 13 churches. And we could use more churches to be involved. And it's from Fairfield and Wayne City and Sisney.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the 13 churches come from. But, yes, we could always use more help.
Okay.
Always.
And so how does somebody who's listening today decide that their group wants to help? Who do they contact? Do they contact you? Do they just go in?
They can contact me. They can contact Becky.
Okay.
You know, takes care of the people that are on the payroll. But the volunteers, usually there's one church coordinator that when it's the church, like we'll do, the Methodist Church will do 2 days in a row. And we have a coordinator right now. It's Helen Miller. And she will call people and get people from our church to work those 2 days.
Okay. And how many people are needed from a church on any given day?
Well, a lot of times I'll say four because we have, two shifts usually. We have two work and then half the morning and then two will work the afternoon shift.
Okay.
Now, we do have some older people that would prefer not to work from 9 to 11 or 12:30, so they may break it up, which means we'll have to have more help that time.
Okay. All right. And just like the donations to the food basket program doesn't have to be churches, it could be any organization who wants to help out.
That's exactly right. And we do have some people that are on a list that just like to work as much as they can. Mm-hmm. So like maybe a church, one church can't get anybody to come in a certain shift and they need extra help. Well, we've got a list of people that are volunteer to come in when needed, which is very nice.
Okay. And the drop box is always available and almost always full.
Exactly. We have people in the back of the store. Honestly, we have so much. It's just amazing the clothes that we get. And the things that we are not able to keep, then we have other people that pick up, such as a place out of Evansville that comes and picks up our extra. But we've got boxes, so we may close down. And when we change, you know, seasons or change for a season, for a special occasion like Christmas, and then Becky's got them all marked and labeled, and they close the store down, they bring these new items out.
Right.
And, I mean, then the store is full.
Okay. Is there a clothing item that you're in desperate need of, you just don't ever have enough of?
Well, larger sizes.
Larger sizes.
We really need larger sizes.
Okay.
Yes.
Men's and women's?
Correct.
Okay. All right. The clothesline is doing well. It is on Main Street here in Fairfield. They're helping out with the food basket program, supplying the manpower for Midwest Food Bank to do the food basket program. And you can help, too. They need about $2,500, and you can give your donation at the clothesline here in Fairfield. We'll talk more about the Midwest Food Bank and Don Witter in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
I don't ever support anything blindly. I don't ever support anything and rule out any exception if there's a mistake made. And there are way more good cops than bad cops. I shouldn't even have to say this crap, but we got stupid people on both sides who want to have their periods just because they think I'm disagreeing with them, and y'all can sit down. I'm not interested in being y'all's friend. Those people, I don't care. I sound like I'm interested in being those people's friend? No. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Don Witter and to Kathy Land about the Midwest Food Bank, the clothesline, and the partnership there between the two for the Christmas food basket programs. They need to raise $2,500 by December the 1st to get hams and mashed potatoes into already stuffed food baskets. So what, Don, what's all in the basket that just mashed potatoes and ham are missing? Green
That's the
beans.
Only thing. Everything will be there that they can serve a complete Christmas dinner.
Okay. All right. So, and the estimate is about $9 a basket. So anyone can give a donation to at the clothesline for that. So since you retired from your photography business, you have volunteered just about everywhere, right?
Well,
you do DAV, right?
Yes.
You drive for the DAV and you do the Midwest Food Bank. Is there any place else?
I help out at church a little bit, church camp.
Okay. All right.
Something new every day.
Because, you know, there's nothing to do when you're retired except do other things.
But whenever you give, man, that's when you start living.
Okay.
You can live to give.
All right. So how did you get involved with the Midwest Food Bank?
Actually, I started back probably 2014. That's whenever Midwest Food, it's Mark Odle. And he was giving away bread and vegetables, things like that. And then we got connected with Midwest Food Bank in 2014, and that's when everything's really started booming.
Okay.
And if it wasn't for Larry and Lori Barbary at Barbary Woodworks, we would not be where we're at today. But can you imagine, for about 3.5 years, they gave us their warehouse free of charge?
Wow.
No charge. Once a month, we'd go in there, use that warehouse, and give out food. When we left there, we was giving away to the high 20s, 24 to 28 food pantries.
Uh-huh.
And then we moved in 2017 to our AirTech shipping building, and things really multiplied by then. It's an 18,000 square foot building, 2 loading docks, just really a blessing to have it. I'm sure that Barbie's misses, but we really enjoy where we're at.
Okay.
We've also got freezers that will hold 2 to 3 semi-loads of food, coolers. It's very well set up and very well stocked.
Okay. And so So what happens to the food? The semi comes in and drops off the food. What happens to the food then?
Okay, we bring it into our warehouse and we store it. And then one time a month, each of these 74 agencies come in to Midwest and they get 2 to 3 pallets of food. 2 not frozen and then 1 frozen.
Oh, okay.
Now, our freezers are just now starting, so we're going to start palletizing frozen now too. Because right now, only 28 people get frozen food because that's how many you can get on a semi. So like on our giveaway day, 28 people comes in, they get 2 that's not frozen, 1 that's frozen, pre-palletized. Now that we have our freezers, we're going to get our food unpalletized, and we're going to be palletizing that ourselves. And whenever you do that, you have like 28 pallets of food, you have an empty pallet, you start down the line, and you put so many items on that pallet, mm-hmm. and then that pallet goes out to the food bank.
Okay.
So all then right. We can give frozen to everybody.
So do people go to the Midwest Food Bank? They're south of the police station. Do they go there and pick up food for their home use?
No, we can't do that.
No.
Each of our agencies that pick up pallets of food, they have already gone through a screening process, and we know, and this is all done through Bloomington, paperwork sent in. They're okayed, we get the word, they're mm-hmm. coming, and then we can only give to them. But Wayne County is very blessed to have a lot of people willing to help out, give out food. There is no reason why anybody in Wayne County should not have food on their table.
Okay.
For instance, Waldy, Tuesdays, 9:30 to noon, they can get food there. And most of these you have to arrange for it before. You just can't pop in because they need to know you're coming. Hope Ministries at Jeff on the third Saturday starting at 9 o'clock, they give away food. First Baptist Church on Fridays 9 to 10:30, but they have to know they're coming. St. Edward's Church on the second Saturday. Jesus Name Pentecostal Church, theirs varies every week, so you have to call the church to find out. Golden Gate United Methodist Church on the first Friday. Keene's Missionary Baptist Church, you have to call them because they change theirs each week. First United Methodist Church and Mount Zion's Methodist Church, these two are really hardworking churches. They give away by taking it to the shut-ins. And if you're shut in Wayne County and you cannot get out, if you call one of these, the United Methodist or Mount Zion, mm-hmm. they will actually deliver food to the home.
Did you realize that hunger was such a problem in Wayne County before you got involved?
I did not, but it really is. And we've got calls from people that have nothing in the house. Mm-hmm. And we just refer them to one of these agencies then.
Okay. And then, so the only time really people will be able to go to the food bank and get a food basket for home use is during this distribution on the 8th, the food basket program.
This one you can come through without pre-registering.
Okay.
And for instance, we give away to 74 agencies, and Midwest Food Bank in Fairfield has over 100 volunteers.
Wow.
Yes. Sometimes we get pallets of food in. For instance, green beans, it's a pallet. No labels on the cans. We get volunteers to come in and put labels on all those cans. It takes a lot of work.
That does take a lot of work.
We have volunteers from churches, schools, the Cub Scouts, different organizations come in and help us do this. And all they have to do is call Dan Sager at 618-599-7441 and say, hey, I want to volunteer, and they'll get set up. When we do palletizing, it's now going to be 5 to 6 times instead of 4 times a month. We have volunteers that come in and do this, and we need people to help. And
okay.
We could always use more help.
Okay. So the Midwest Food Bank, along with the Clothesline, they're partnering together to make food baskets available here in Wayne County to about 275 homes. And to do that, they need about $2,500, and that's where they need your help.
Yes.
As well. That is to give a donation, and you can give that to the Clothesline. And in the memo, write down that it is for the food basket program, and the Clothesline address is P.O. Box 15 here in Fairfield, Illinois. 62837 is our area code, and already got a $500 donation from the St. Edward's Catholic Church. And then all of the distribution, other distribution goes on through the Wadi Food Pantry, through the Methodist Church, through the Baptist Church, and other churches around the area. And then does the food bank do anything in association with the soup kitchen, the Feed My Sheep?
We do give them food each month or whenever they need it. We keep them supplies. Also, we keep about 10 to 15 soup kitchens in Southern Illinois supplied with food.
Wow.
There they get the big number 10 cans and large supplies of food.
Okay. All right. And the Feed My Sheep, they're planning a Thanksgiving meal and a Christmas Eve dinner, right?
Yes. They're going to give a Thanksgiving dinner 11 to 1 on Thanksgiving Day. It'll be a hot meal. You walk in and you'll get the meal. Christmas Eve from 11 to 1, they're going to give a Christmas dinner ready to go. I mean, just hot and ready to go.
All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about? Other than get your donation in and get it in fast.
That's right, exactly. Because we've got to work fast on this.
All right. Kathy, Don, thanks for coming out.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for the work you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's going to do it for today.